listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
In our Set Apart to Serve conversation today, we head to Concordia University, Wisconsin, to meet two professors of theology who are deeply invested in the formation of church workers. I'm excited about this. Learning, we get to talk with the theology department.
It's great.
A portion of the theology department, not the whole theology department. That would be fun, though. Like an eight guest program.
There we go. What could go wrong?
No one would get more than a minute in. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin by visiting cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Aaron Moldenauer. He is Vice President for Mission and Church Relations and Associate Professor of Theology at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Moldenauer, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us. Delighted to be here with you, Andy and Sarah.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Brian Gurman. He's Department Chair and Associate Professor of Theology at Concordia University, Wisconsin. He also is host of Christ in Every Word, the Concordia Bible Institute podcast at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Gurman, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks so much for having us on.
We get to talk about theology and the theology department at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and church worker formation, which is all exciting stuff because Sarah and I are, I'm a roster church worker. Sarah's on her way to becoming, she is in formation right now for deaconess.
Yeah.
So both church workers here. So excited to talk about church worker formation at Concordia University, Wisconsin. But let's talk about you first, yourselves and where you come from, what you like to do at Concordia, about your position at Concordia University, Wisconsin. What do you do every day that you enjoy? So we'll start with you, Dr. Gurman. Where are you from and what do you love about what you get to do at Concordia, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm originally from Indiana. I was raised just south of the seminary there in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and did my undergraduate study at Concordia, Wisconsin. So that's where things started here for me as an undergrad. Was a pre-seminary major and graduated in 2006, and then went to Fort Wayne for seminary, graduated there in 10, and then did some doctoral work at Wycliffe College in Toronto, and ended up getting called to Concordia, Wisconsin in 2014. So came full circle, as it were, and have been here ever since. It's a great place to be. I've enjoyed it as a student, and now it's just fascinating to see it on the other side of the fence as a faculty member. I had a good experience as a student, and it's been wonderful on the faculty side as well. So I'm in my 12th year now. I teach mostly Bible-related topics, intro to Bible, Bible electives. I do upper-level Hebrew. I spend more time in the Old Testament than anything else, and it's been a joy to serve the church in this way. So yeah, that's kind of where I started and what I'm doing now.
What do you enjoy about what you get to do, especially in Old Testament and Hebrew, teaching those things to undergraduate students?
It's a lot of fun. I get to see them experience the scriptures in the original languages. I remember that as a student myself. There's nothing like it. You might compare it to watching a movie, black and white versus color or something like that. You can still watch the movie. You can still grasp what's going on. But seeing it in full color is it's a whole new experience. And I get to see that happen for them, and I get to guide them through that experience. So it's a wonderful blessing. I remember it for myself, and now I get to facilitate that for them. And of course, the scriptures are foundational, very important. And so to guide them in that is just a remarkable blessing.
Tell us about the podcast too, the Christ in Every Word podcast from Concordia Bible Institute.
You know, I really appreciate you asking. Since I started here at Concordia, Wisconsin, I direct the Concordia Bible Institute. And one of the things we do in order to give Christ-centered Bible instruction is a podcast. And so this Christ in Every Word podcast has been going on for years, even before I set foot on campus. Dr. John Seleska, longtime seminary prof, college prof, did a podcast. I took that over 12 years ago. I usually focus on a particular chapter of the scriptures. Sometimes it's more topical. Been doing it for 12 years. So it's hundreds and hundreds of episodes that are available. I've had groups, small groups that have used it, or pastors have used it for their own study and things like that. So I'm glad to serve in that way. Those are all available on Concordia Bible Institute's YouTube channel, for what it's worth. They're there if you're interested. So thanks for asking.
That's fantastic. Dr. Moldenauer, what about you? Tell us about yourself, your family, where you're from, and what you get to do at Concordia, Wisconsin.
Yeah, thank you. So I grew up in Wisconsin and Minnesota, bounced around both states. I'm glad to be here back in Wisconsin. as Brian says, it is a great place to be here at Concordia, Wisconsin. And we have two daughters. They're both students here now at the moment, which is a little different dynamic, but a blessing to see them here during my work day as well sometimes. I do a little bit of teaching at that's systematic theology here. My research is really Luther's Christology, so I seek to bring that to our students and our church work students in a way that serves as a foundation for their work of bringing the gospel to people. These days, I spend more time on administrative work as chief mission officer here. Now, it's my role to support our Christ-centered work across the university and working with everyone from admissions to advancement to academics, just to make sure that we keep Christ and his gospel central. I oversee campus ministry, which is a great joy to work with students there as well. And for church relations, my work is to help coordinate our work with external partners. That means working with the Synod through CUS and Set Apart to Serve and other initiatives and building relationships with congregations. So I find just great delight in working with young people. I'll say something I've worked on more recently, especially this year, is helping our students and particularly church work students develop an intentional prayer life, really drawing on the work of John Kleinig and receptive spirituality so that they not only know Christ and the gospel intellectually, but they're also living a life that is drawn from his word and prayer and reflection and devotion in their own lives. So to be able to help and shape, form students in that way is a great joy for me.
What are the church work opportunities at Concordia University, Wisconsin that you get to be a part of? Dr. Gurman, we'll start with you. What are some of the church work programs that you get to be a part of?
Yeah, I spend as teacher in Hebrew and some of the upper level Bible electives, I see mostly pre-seminary students, I would say. So I get to spend most of the time with pre-seminary students. We also have director of church ministry students. We have Lutheran education students. We have parish music students. We have a variety of church work programs. So I'll interact with some of those students, but mostly the pre-seminary students as they, again, study the languages and make their way through some of the Bible electives. And again, it's a joy to be in touch with them in that way as they are formed as servants of the word and thinking about being seminarians and what that entails. It's just, a big joy.
How does your area of expertise play a key role in their formation? I mean, Old Testament, Hebrew, upper level Hebrew. How does that play a key role in their formation, especially for the pre-seminary students becoming future pastors?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're dealing with the scriptures, right? And we know that the word of the Lord will endure forever. One of the battle cries of the Reformation is sola scriptura. We want to make sure that all doctrine, everything that we believe, teach, and confess is clearly based on the scriptures. So I have the privilege of guiding students to see that what we believe is clearly taught in the scriptures, and that has a profound effect on them. They want that certainty. They're coming to us wanting to know what is it that Lutherans believe, teach, and confess, and why. And it's that why part that I get to drive home to say, yeah, what we believe is clearly taught, and here's why. And so there's certainty there that brings great joy.
Dr. Molnauer, what church work programs at Wisconsin do you get to interact with?
All of them.
Yeah.
I mean, in my administrative role, you know, it's working, it's kind of as a bridge between Set Apart to Serve, for instance, and all of the church work programs here. So that's pre-seminary, that's Lutheran education, director of church ministries, and director of parish music. In the classroom, because I teach a required doctrine class for church work students, I get the breadth of them, you know, everyone from pre-sem to Lutheran teachers and musicians and director of church ministries. So I do appreciate them. Before I came here, I would serve 12 years as an associate pastor, and we had a school with the parish, so I got to work closely with some Lutheran school teachers. They were excellent co-workers and great colleagues and friends. I'm trying to, you know, build that sort of cooperative spirit across our students as well, even if it's just in my classroom.
How does your area of expertise, why is it important in the formation of church workers?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, if you read, well, first of all, Luther, for Lutheran church workers, is always going to be an inspiration and someone we can go back to. His writings are engaging. They're always worth the read. And you never know quite what you're going to come away with once you pick him up. I'll say in particular, one of the things I've found is that in his later years, Luther really focused on focuses on Christ as the center of theology. But if you're going to get your theology right, you know, the starting foundation is getting Christ right, who he is as God and man, and what he does as the one who saves us entirely from sin. So I don't want to take away from anything that Dr. Gurman just said. We should study scripture and study it in the original languages. But I will point out that if you miss Christ, then it's all for naught anyways, that we preach Christ and him crucified. And appreciate having colleagues like Brian here who find Christ in every word, that as we're doing the exegetical work, we make sure that the focus is on Christ. You know, I bring that then to systematic classes as the foundation for all the practical work our church work students will do. That if they're going to go out to preach the gospel, they need to make sure they know Jesus is the heart of scripture, the heart of the church, and the heart of who we are as Christians.
We are talking with Reverend Dr. Aaron Moldenauer and the Reverend Dr. Brian Gurman from Concordia University, Wisconsin, about church work programs there and their role in the theology department and shaping the students who are going into church work from Concordia University, Wisconsin. And we'll continue the conversation in just a moment. You're on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50 plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in our Set Apart to Serve conversation today with theology professors of Concordia University, Wisconsin, the Reverend Dr. Aaron Moldenauer and the Reverend Dr. Brian Gurman, learning about their roles in church worker formation at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Moldenauer, what do you want students to experience at Concordia University, Wisconsin? How do you see them being fed spiritually, academically, and socially?
Well, I want them to be fed in all of those ways, and we have things in place to ensure that that happens. I mean, I'll let Brian talk more about the academic part of things since he spends more time in the faculty than I do these days. But spiritually, I oversee campus ministry, and we have a very strong campus ministry here. The foundation of that is daily chapel services, morning and evening. It's a chance for us to come together in our chapel around Christ crucified and his gifts. And if you've been on campus and you walk into chapel, we have a very powerful and large crucifix at the front of the chapel in the nave. But that's just a reminder to all of us that that's why we're here, to gather around Christ and him crucified and receive his gifts and then take him out to the world and preach him to the world. So spiritually, you know, campus ministry begins in chapel. It's very active in service opportunities. We have students from campus ministry going to the March for Life. We're recording this early January, so by the time it airs, I think they will have already been there and back. They're involved in supporting local congregations and youth ministry. We've been working to strengthen relationships with local congregations, and that's a great blessing for our students spiritually and socially. Many of them will attend regularly at a local parish. I was filling in this last Sunday at a local parish and have met a couple there who for decades now have adopted Concordia students and welcome them into their home for dinner and support them along their way. Socially, as I mentioned, our daughters are here. They're part of our student life here on campus. We have a very strong student life team, which oversees the dorms. The Campus Activities Board offers a lot for our students socially. Outside of campus ministry, there are plenty of opportunities to go bowling or ice skating or go see a Bucks or Brewers game and do all sorts of other events on campus. So I want our church work students to come here and walk away with a love for God's word and a love for people. And we've got the things in place for those things to happen.
Dr. Gurman, what do you want students to experience at Concordia, Wisconsin? I think you were handed the academic part of this question.
Yeah, that's fine. Aaron handled the social and spiritual side of things very well, and so I'll second that and then get into the academic side of things. I suppose lots to be said here, but academically, we continue to be quite robust. Students who come here are taught by a large and experienced theology faculty. We have 8 full-time faculty, and when you add up all the years of combined teaching experience and ministry experience, I think it's over somewhere around 100 years of teaching experience and 50 years of combined pastoral ministry experience. It's an experienced theology faculty they get to interact with, and the education that they get is robust in 3 main areas, I would say: languages, Bible, and theology or doctrine. So in the languages, you're getting an unmatched, paralleled classical languages experience, exceptional training in Greek and Latin and Hebrew from top-notch philologists in the Synod. I would say then, so that's in the language camp there. And then in Bible, again, we have on staff a world expert on the Dead Sea Scrolls. We have top-notch experts in Bible, whether intro to Bible all the way up to upper-level Bible electives and so on. We're covering the grounds there with the Bible classes. And then also, side note there, Bible studies on campus available regularly that could augment what Aaron said about campus ministry. Campus Bible studies for student, staff, and faculty, Bible studies that are student-led. We have Faith Life Associates doing Bible studies. There are many opportunities for study of the Word. So language, Bible, and then also experiencing Lutheran theology. Again, we kind of touched on this earlier, but robust education and experience in theology, biblical theology Aaron teaches, but also other courses on doctrine. And then, as Aaron mentioned, how this doctrine is then lived out in the life of the Christian. So those are some of the key experiences, I think, on the academic side that we expect and want our students to get as they come through.
It sounds very apparent that students receive a really high quality education, especially in theology at Concordia, Wisconsin. Academics are just one part of being at a university, having to leave home if students aren't local. And that can be cause some anxiety for the student and for the parent. What might both of you say to a parent who might be anxious about their child moving away from home for school and coming to study to be a church worker? Dr. Moldenauer?
Well, I would say, first of all, I understand the anxiety. I mean, leaving home is a big step, and especially if home is far away, that can be, it's just a big life change for parents and for children, for our students here. At the same time, I would almost flip that around a little bit, that our students who come here have an opportunity to grow and transition into adulthood. They gain some independence by moving away from home and onto campus here. And this is a great place to work that transition. We have an excellent student life team here that supports their life in the dorm. We've got excellent faculty here. And as Brian mentioned, it fully supports just a tremendous theology faculty, for instance, who can help them in the classroom, but who are also engaged with students outside of the classroom and just serve as mentors and models for them.
Yeah.
Again, I know there's anxiety with leaving home, especially if it's far away, but we have a good environment here for students to grow up into those young adults that God has led them to be.
Dr. Gurman, would you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, that's well said. I would say they're in good hands overall. In addition to the faculty piece, I say this especially to the pre-seminary students who are considering the school, but there's a large cohort of pre-seminary students here already. And so you're studying with at least 25, 30 other residential pre-seminary students here on campus who are across all the classes, and they can show you the ropes, and they're a good supportive group and will lead you in the ancient path so that you can walk in a good place. The opportunities, some of the social stuff was mentioned earlier, the opportunities to engage in all the extracurricular activities and events and trips and all that sort of stuff. You can get in on trips to the seminary, for example. Let's visit Fort Wayne Seminary. Let's visit St. Louis Seminary. Let's get in on some of these visits, these opportunities to bond with upperclassmen who can, for example, let's carpool to the local congregation that Aaron mentioned earlier, or see what other opportunities there are to get involved. So no one's coming here and then totally totally alone, totally isolated. I mean, unless there's something going on, this is, you're immersed from day one and you're in good hands, whether other students, faculty, staff. It's a great place to be.
I know both of you are immersed in life there on campus, but you also have lives outside of campus and probably are connected to the church at large outside of campus. When it comes to the formation of church workers, what do you see outside of campus? What do you see parents and congregations and Lutheran schools doing that are helping form children from an early age to prepare for futures in church work? We'll start with you, Dr. Moldenauer.
Yeah. So I think that foundation really starts with a life that's lived with Christ at the center, Christ as the foundation. Church work recruitment's going to live on that. If we are living as congregations, as church workers and lay people, as pilgrims here in this world where our true home is above, that gives a perspective which just leads to see immediately the value of church work. The church work is an opportunity to share the gospel with others, which will have an eternal effect in their lives. And I think then of passages from Hebrews and Galatians where things are functioning well, you have a joyful congregational life of church workers and members together. I think that's an important model for church work recruitment. I mean, if we're interested in recruiting church work students, we ought to treat our church workers as we would want our own children to be treated. If we're doing, as Galatians says, sharing all good things with them, as Hebrews says, submitting to their authority that their work might be a joy and not a burden, that lays a foundation for church work recruitment. And when those things are in place, then when the direct engagement is done, when pastors, parents, or others talk to students and ask them, have you considered church work? Then you'll have ears that are receptive to that because they've seen the joy of the gospel lived out in their own lives and can recognize how being a church worker supports and continues that life.
Dr. Gurman, how do you see parents, congregations, and Lutheran schools helping form children from an early age to consider church work for the future?
I like what Aaron said. I see it starting very young. The formation starts in the life of the liturgy, in the life of the divine service. It's grounded in worship. It's grounded in catechesis. That formation starts at a young age. I think we need to encourage the youth every step of the way, reassure them as early as possible of their baptismal identity in Christ and what we believe, teach, and confess. And then eventually, as they grow up, the true joys that are found in church work, in serving the church. I think we should also expose them to really good texts. I think there are a lot of great texts out there that expound the life of the Christian, expound the faith. And so I see that in some of the students coming through as well. They've dabbled in the Book of Concord, or they have read some Luther, or they may be Augustine or something like that. And they know some good theology. And then we need to also facilitate, again, the joys that are found in serving the church in some way with that theology that they're learning throughout childhood and on.
What is your encouragement to those listening who may be considering church work careers themselves, whether first or second career, or people who may know someone who might be a good fit for a church work vocation? What is your encouragement to them? Dr. Gurman, we'll start with you.
Yeah, well, if you forget everything else, I would just say that there's joy in it that's truly unique. There's nothing else like it. When you're dealing with the things of the Lord, these are matters of salvation. This is life in Christ, and this is eternal life in Him that we're dealing with already right here, right now. We're already participating in it. We get to talk about it and share it and confess it and enjoy that with one another. And there's nothing else like it. There's nothing else like the seminary when I was there learning about how to be a pastor and experiencing field work and vicarage and things like that. And there's nothing else like serving the Lord in His church, dealing with flesh and blood sinners who need to hear the law, but also those who are longing with repentant hearts for the gospel. You get to tell them about our Lord and Savior. There's nothing else like it out there. And so I think my go-to is just to emphasize the joy that's found. Theology is so joyful, and that's what we get to experience as we serve the Lord's church.
Dr. Moldenauer?
Yeah, so Dr. Gurman just mentioned great text, so I'll pull on one of those. And I'm indebted to my colleague, Angus Manoj, here for really turning me on to this one. C.S. Lewis has this sermon called The Weight of Glory. And he points out that every individual we meet is an eternal being. They'll either spend their eternity glorified in Christ beyond anything we can imagine now, or, you know, condemned to perdition. And that perspective on people shapes how we interact with them now. Are we encouraging them towards that path of eternal glory, the weight of glory, or are our actions and our words pushing them the other way? Church workers have the opportunity to encourage people towards glory professionally, to do that day to day, and there's great joy there. On the last day, those are the works that will stand above all others. Church workers have the opportunity to bring the saving gospel to people, and in that way, encourage them to the glory that is ours in Christ Jesus.
The place where we can find more information about churchwork programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin is cuw.edu, right?
That is correct, yes.
Very good. cuw.edu to learn about churchwork programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin. If you take theology classes, you might be in one of their classes when you're at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Aaron Moldenauer, Vice President for Mission and Church Relations. He's also Associate Professor of Theology at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Moldenauer, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
And the Reverend Dr. Brian Gurman, Department Chair and Associate Professor of Theology at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and host of Christ in Every Word, Concordia Bible Institute podcast at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Gurman, thanks for being our guest today.
Thanks so much for having us on. Blessings on your work.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.